Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. Before you skip through this intro, don't skip. We have a cash giveaway and some very, very important information about round 11 of the Creative Rise Mastermind.
Yes.
What's the giveaway, Jeff?
So the giveaway is we've had people messaging us for 4 years now that we have this podcast going, hey, I've finished every episode. And that's crazy. That's a lot of episodes. This is episode 157. That is a lot of time listening to this, which is super cool because that's helping you build your business. And we thought 2 minutes ago, we were like, why don't we do a little coffee giveaway for some people that have listened to the show?
So
if you've listened to the entire podcast, start to finish, you've listened to every episode, you need to DM us. Tell us where you're from, what your business is, and then what your biggest takeaway from the show has been and how it's helped you build your business. We're going to pick one of those people and we're going to send them, I was going to say 20. Why don't we say $50?
Ooh, 50,
maybe this is dinner. Maybe it's not just coffee.
Bucks.
$50. We will just Venmo you or e-transfer you, whatever country you're in. We'll send you some money and say thanks for listening to the show and go get some coffee or your next good meal on us.
So again, all you have to do is DM Creative Rise. Tell us who you are, where you're from, what your creative business is, and what about the podcast has been super helpful for helping you grow.
Yeah.
Super easy giveaway.
Totally.
And potentially $50.
Yeah.
Towards a lot of coffees.
100%. And additionally, speaking about the podcast, we love when people review the podcast.
Yes.
We just looked at some of the reviews. Love you guys have been reviewing the podcast. If you didn't know, when you review the podcast, that is what triggers the algorithm to send this podcast out to more people that are just like you, creative business owners, so more people can listen to the show and get the benefits of a free weekly podcast on how to grow your business as a creative. So shout out to, I was picking a random review that's been somewhat recent. Shout out to Brad Flowers. Brad said, Joey and Christy are a blast to listen to. Thanks, Brad. And share so much useful information. That's our goal, to help you with your creative business. As a commercial brand photographer, I'm always looking for ways to grow and progress through both aspects of work and life. These guys make that easy. Huge thanks to you guys. You guys are awesome. Well, Brad, thank you so much, dude. So awesome to hear your review. Glad you are listening to the show. Everybody go hit up Brad on Instagram. I think his Instagram is at Brad Flowers. So go hit him up. Go give him a follow.
We
just pulled it up. It's super cool. Other than that, the dates you guys have been waiting for a long time.
Drum
this
roll,
has been like,
please.
I don't know, maybe 6 and a bit months since we talked about the last time this happened. Mm-hmm. We have the round 11 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind dates officially ready for you. So here's the dates. Applications for the next round of the Creative Rise Mastermind open on February 19th. Okay. The mastermind starts March 3rd and runs all the way till April 13th, so 6 weeks. But here's the caveat. It sells out every time. We only take 35 to 37 businesses, and 95% of the businesses that get into the mastermind are people that were on the wait list. Meaning, if you're not on the wait list, you're probably not going to get an early enough shot at applying. Therefore, you're going to miss out on your spot. So if you want to make 2024 the biggest year you've ever had in your creative business because you're getting the tools and strategies of people who have built six-figure businesses and helped so many other creatives build six-figure businesses in the wedding space, in the brand space, in the agency space, in the influencer space, if you want that, you want the tools and strategies, and you also know, you know this about yourself, you know that you need community to give you accountability and inspiration so you actually do the things you get done, actually starting to get done the things you know you need to get done in order to grow, the Creative Rise Mastermind, the 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind is exactly what you're going to need. Round 11 is coming in February, so you got to get on the wait list because the wait list is going to give you all the early information about it, and it's also going to give you early access to the application just before applications go public. So if you join the waitlist now, keep an eye on your email. Come February, we are going to give you early access to the application, which is always a blast.
Yeah.
A huge blast.
Absolutely. So you guys, if you know that 2024 is going to be your year and you're like, I want to do it as fast as humanly possible, that is why we created this 6-week mastermind.
Yeah, shortcut.
For the people to shortcut their business growth from wherever they are to wherever they want to be. It's super exciting. Go to creativerise.com if you want to learn more about like what each week we cover, all of the testimonials that you can see of like what results you can be expecting, all of that kind of stuff. It's all in there. And last but not least, if you have a question about it, feel free to DM us at Creative Rise. We'd love to answer any question you have and give you a very candid response of if this is right for you, if it's something you should apply for. So go ahead and jump on the wait list and We'll see you there. But let's jump into today's episode.
Today's topic, what to do when you're having trouble landing your next client. You're having trouble landing brands. You're having trouble landing brides. You're having trouble landing, you know, commercial clients, whatever it's going to be. You just cannot seem to figure out how to get people to say more yeses.
Yeah.
Right?
Getting like, a lot of no's or maybe
what
laters.
Happens when you're getting a ton of no's or maybe laters or, hey, let me think about it. And those just never come around into a yes, right? How do you improve in 2024 the amount and the quality of your yeses? And quality, by quality, I mean like how expensive the yes is to them, meaning how much income you're going to make, and obviously the quantity, how many yeses you are getting. It's a pretty big thing to want to increase, right?
Like it is.
Learning how to increase, that's really important. This is something that you've had to do in your business. I've had to do my business. We've helped so many people through the mastermind and other things we do at Creative Rise. Figure out how to improve the quantity and quality of the yeses they get from clients so they can simply just get more clients to work with and grow their business, right?
And grow their business. So we want to talk about one of the ways that people actually are not, they're kind of like struggling with getting those rejections, right? Like we're going to talk about that today of why that continually happens over and over again. And one of the reasons is that we're going to focus on today is that a lot of creatives ask for their clients to marry them on the first date. Mm. So maybe you're sending out cold pitches or maybe like you're getting inquiries from potential clients for like wedding clients, whatever it is. And you essentially are asking for the world and making it really hard for someone to say yes
to you. It's a lot upfront.
It's a lot upfront. Whether it's commitment, time commitment, money, whatever it is, it's a lot upfront. And you're just getting a lot of no's and you're like, what the heck is going on? Well, here's what I can tell you is that if you're getting a lot of no's or maybe laters from clients, it means one of two things. Either one, your offer isn't sweet enough for them, right? It's not like interesting enough for them. It's not exactly what they need, whatever that is.
Let's break down what an offer is just for everybody who's not fully aware of when we use that. We use that term quite a bit at Creative Rise, specifically in the mastermind. And I mean, in the business world in general, that's a pretty known term, but a lot of creatives don't really fully understand what an offer is. An offer is simply the trade. So it's the deliverables for what?
Yeah.
So it is, I'm charging you X, but here's what I'm guaranteeing I'm going to deliver on, right? And as Christy said, you might be getting more no's than you want because your offer, meaning what you are giving them in exchange for the value they have to give you, simply just doesn't seem worth it to them.
Yeah. Or number two, you didn't have enough trust built with them. And that's what we're really going to hone in on today's episode. We've got a ton of episodes on offers and all that kind of stuff. But today we really want to focus on how do you build trust with potential clients with, it includes your offer, but with a lot of other things in order to make it so easy for them to say yes, right? You want to make it so easy for someone to go, yes, let's press go. I'm so excited. So we're going to give you three tactical tips you can use in 2024 to help get you more yeses rather than no's.
And tactical tips that we used in the past and are continuing to use even in our own businesses now. Yeah. So tip number one is you can actually give them a test run. Give them a test set of work. Give them a test set of deliverables. Whatever you want to call this, give them a test run of your services. Now, why is this important? I'll lead off with a story. I remember when I first started my career, I was doing a lot of work that was, you know, I was getting work and it was like one-off-y stuff. And I was just sitting there going, man, there's got to be a way for me to get more predictable months going forward. And this is me thinking this as a teenager. I didn't know what retainers were. You know, I didn't know what an ongoing contract was. And then all of a sudden someone clued me in on that. And I went, oh my gosh, I should go and start pitching all these things, right? So I start trying to pitch these retainers and pitch these bigger jobs. And I was met with a lot of friction. A lot of people saying no, or hey, you know, we're not interested right now, or that seems like quite a bit for us. And so people will then start asking me, well, hey, you know, we know you want to work with our brand. Can we send you like a free t-shirt? And you can do something for us. At first, I was like, that sounds horrible. Like, I want to get paid. And then I started to think about it. I'm like, well, this looks like a test run, you know? It's like going to Costco, getting a little sample. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a little taste tester of something. So I love test runs. They are something that I started to implement into my business. Now, quick disclaimer, I'm not saying if you're trying to charge $5,000 for 30 images, you just say, oh yeah, let's do a test run. I'll shoot all 30 images on this massive brand campaign for you for free. Don't worry about the $5,000. A test run should be a scaled down version of your core offer, a scaled down version of the normal deliverables you send. So if you're normally sending like building out a whole campaign and shooting like 30 photos, maybe you're building out a tiny campaign and you're shooting two or three photos of a product, right? Mm-hmm. So giving a test run is so instrumental to helping me in the beginning of specifically in the meeting, get a lot of gigs underneath my belt, because I would go to a brand and say, hey, here's what I'm pitching. Here's my idea. And quite often I'd be met with resistance and they'd say, hey, you know, we can't do that, but we can give you X product or something. And I remember going, shoot, cool, let's run with this. Let's try it out. I remember my first retainer. I got a cooler company on retainer back in 2016, I think. That was when I got my first retainer and started my business in 2014. So I did like 2 years without understanding the concept of ongoing relationships that continue to pay you every month. So quick little side note, the quicker you can get to retainers as a commercial brand photographer, the faster you're going to be able to scale something. I was doing a lot of one-offs. 2016, I started looking at my first retainer with this company. And I remember they said, hey, you know, we want to hire you potentially monthly to do this. We like your idea, but we're not willing to do it until we run a test run with you. So I was like, great, send me the product. And I was thinking, hey, if I don't even get this product's worth a couple hundred bucks. I will give them a couple images. And what I did was I killed it on those first couple images. I over-delivered on value. Specifically, though, I over-delivered on communication. I over-delivered on meeting timelines, deadlines, like very timely. I over-delivered on just the way that I interacted with the product and the way that I communicated just with them as a whole. Massively over-delivered on that in the test phase. And like the second I delivered, they got back to me and said, dude, this is awesome. Would love to do this. And they signed a 6-month contract with me. So within like probably the first 20 days of my relationship of pitching them, getting to know them a little bit, they send me a product day 10. You know, by day 13, I have them some images. And by day 20, I have a 6-month contract under my belt because I was willing to do a test run. If I would have said no to them in the first place, they would have said, okay, sorry, man, we only work with creators who give us test runs. They probably would have moved on. I had a 6-month retainer with them, which then turned into a 12-month retainer and then another 12-month retainer. So I worked with them for 30 months straight because I was willing to do a simple test run of a few images.
Yeah.
So giving a test run, whether you're a brand photographer like me, or like I was, whether you are, maybe it's even, let's come up with an example, like in the wedding space.
Yeah.
What does a test run look like in the wedding space?
Yeah, this is, I actually thought of this the other day and I was like, I don't know why I didn't do this when I was a wedding photographer. Again, I'm a retired wedding photographer, but if you are a wedding photographer and you're like keen to book some more weddings fast, one of the ways that I would actually do that, and I've never seen anyone do this before, but if you did a day where you're like, okay, I'm giving myself one day and I'm going to do a free mini session for engaged couples, okay?
Dating or engaged, yeah.
Dating or engaged couples, a free mini session. Come for 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is. You're going to get, you know, 5 images. And again, totally for free. If you did that and you booked out like 8 slots or something like that, or 9 slots of these little 20-minute sessions, guaranteed you would book some of those people right away for the wedding. They'd be so stoked. You have their email, you have their contact, you can follow up with them. And again, they're your ideal target person. That would be a huge, that's a way to do like a test spec work in the wedding industry. So I think that's a great idea. So if anyone wants to do that and you do it, DM me and tell me how it goes, because that sounds like an awesome way to do that in the wedding space. But it equally, again, works great for the brand space as well.
Yeah, well, you have another example of this in the wedding brand space.
Yes.
So as a wedding photographer, you can shoot brands as a wedding photographer in the wedding space. You have a good example of giving a test run too.
Yeah. So my like dream brand that I wanted to work with was Beholden. Like I remember writing it down on my like, I can't remember what year it was, but it was like on my little goal sheet. Like I want to work with Beholden. They're like my favorite. And I remember I got an email from them and they were like, hey, we've seen you like posting and tagging us on like the couples you've been shooting, which has been awesome. Like we'd love to work with you. And I was like, fell out of my chair. I was so excited, thinking like, oh, we're going to get on like this awesome, like big shoot, high ticket. It's going to be epic. And then I remember about like a month later, they reached back out again after we'd been talking and they were like, great. So we have a project. We would love to do a free giveaway with you. So essentially like me giving away a free shoot in partnership and collaboration with their social account. And I was so bummed because I was like, no, like I wanted to do like a full shoot with their line and all this stuff. And it's, again, for free. And it's not even for free. I'm, like, literally spending and costing myself money in my business to do this free shoot for them. Anyways, Of course I did it, because I was like, this is building a relationship, this is building trust, and this is going to move towards something that would be towards my core offer. And so I said yes, I did the giveaway. A month later, they reached out about doing a full line shoot where they paid me thousands of bucks to be in Napa Valley and shoot with all of these cool influencers for their brand new line of dresses. Again, my core offer, so excited. Would I have gotten there if I hadn't done the free giveaway? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So guys, be excited about spec and test work that you can use to develop those types of relationships.
100%. So guys, spec and test work in the beginning of a relationship with a brand or with a client, you need to start seeing it as direct advertising rather than a cost to yourself. It's not doing work for free. It's direct advertising, and it can lead to some phenomenal relationships. It has led to so many relationships in my own business that have been worth multiple five-figure, sometimes even six-figure clients because I was willing to do even the slightest thing for free in the beginning.
Yeah.
The smallest amount of free test work, a test period.
It can go a long way.
So really important.
Yeah. Number one, test spec work. Number two is introduce a trial period. So again, Joey was talking about like retainers before, talking about working monthly with clients, especially if you're like a social media manager, or maybe you're someone that's like, I want to get on with them for a month to month basis. You want to make that a very easy yes. You want to give them lots of confidence. And sometimes entering into a month to month, but it has this idea that it's going to go on forever to your client, feels intimidating, which is why you're probably getting a lot of like, maybe laters, or let me really think about it, or whatever it is. A way you can kind of like bypass that and give your client more trust and confidence in you is by introducing a trial period from the get-go, telling them, hey, I would love to work monthly with you, but let's start with a 90-day or whatever it is, 60-day, 90-day trial period, where we can really test this out so that you can see the results and feel confident moving forward. I know you're going to see the results. I know you're going to feel confident moving forward. But just in case you don't, 90 days, literally no questions asked, we can end this relationship and you can go on your way and we'll wish you the best. That gives someone the freedom to go, oh, that's like a date rather than a marriage, right? A lot easier to say yes on a date than it is to say yes to a full-on proposal. So how to make it super easy is just, again, give like a time limit, give like a, hey, you're going to see results, be really positive about it. But again, express that like, we're not married. You can go whenever you need to and whenever you want to. And it's a lot less intimidating for people, which is great.
Yeah. And another example of how we do this in our own businesses, to bring you guys into something we're doing literally right now. So as if you guys have been listening to the show for a while, you know, Christy was a wedding photographer. I was a brand photographer. I then got into brand consulting. When we met, I was like, wow, she's really smart at brand stuff too. We started doing brand consulting stuff together. And so we are like brand builders now. We still shoot. We still have clients we shoot photo and video for, but we do a lot of brand building. And what does that mean? It means, you know, building the brand identities for companies, the narrative stuff. So that's like the wording, the lingo, a lot of like the words brands use, all the copy, like the visual design of brands, the marketing stuff, their funnels, their websites, like a lot of that stuff is really fun work that we really enjoy. And we've started to take on more of that as we have, as we've aged, you could say, as we've grown up, you know, and as we've been doing this for a long time. So we have a client that we're working with right now who is, she was a friend of mine before. They become really good friends with us now. She's launching a new company. And we had a conversation about it. And they were like, hey, I think we need help in this area, this area, this area. I was recommending people. She was like, hey, we should just have you do this. And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, we could do this. We could do this together. So we are basically the interim, you could say the fractional brand managers for a new startup that we're helping one of our friends launch. And it was a significant deal. It was a large deal. There was a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of things that we are responsible for. And because of that, there's a lot of money involved. However, at the same time, we are on a trial period with them. We committed to, from X date to X date post launch of the product, we are going to be your fractional brand managers. And we have been acting as that ever since we made that agreement. We probably would not have actually been able to make all this work if we just went, no, we want a 2-year commitment right off the bat, or we want a 1.5-year commitment. It would have just been too much, too overwhelming. We said, hey, from this date until X amount of days post launch, we will sign this contract for this. And it's good for both parties because it allows us to, you know, crush it, do everything we can to make this really great. And at the same time, they then have the decision if they want to carry on with us post that date we've decided on paper in the contract. And at the same time for us, it gives us an out if we go, hey, you know, we've really enjoyed this, but is this something we have the time to continue to do, right? So for both parties, it's a really, really effective way to build a healthy relationship from the scratch.
Yeah, trial periods, do it. Number one, spec test work. Number two, trial periods. And last but definitely not least, number three, and don't sleep on this, utilize the heck out of reviews, okay? People don't really care about what you say about yourself, right? They're not going to trust that much. But what they will trust is someone like them talking about you and the experience and the results and whatever they got from your services. That will go so much farther. I actually have an example of this. We were up in Canada spending time for the holidays with Joey's family. And we went to this awesome spa. It's the sickest place ever.
I go to spas. Yes. It's like a cold plunge, hot plunge, sauna, spa.
So cool. If you're in Ontario, Veta Spa, it's awesome. But we were leaving the spa. And like you do after a spa, you just crave pizza. So I was like, Joey, we need to get some pizza. I just need that. It sounds so good. So I instantly go to my maps. I type in pizza. And one shows up like a mile away. And it was an awesome part of town. Great name. All this stuff. I was like, okay, awesome. But there was no reviews. Zero reviews. So I kind of like zoom out and I just like look at the other pizza options. I see another pizza shop that's like way farther away. 30 minutes away. Worst part of town. The photos were like kind of ugly, but kind of good. And I was like, but that one had a ton of reviews, a ton of good reviews. And this one had zero reviews. Which one do you think we went to? We drove 30 minutes to the other pizza shop, and it probably wasn't even as good as the one that was a mile away, so much more convenient, probably was awesome, but that one didn't have any reviews. So little story to say, reviews can go a very, very long way. And how can you utilize testimonials? And if you don't have testimonials, use a case study of someone, another, you know, client that has the same industry and is doing the same things and are getting these results. How can you use testimonials and case studies to build trust with potential clients so that they want to say yes to you, whether it's in your pitching process, whether it's on your website, whether it's on your socials? How are you pushing out those testimonials so that people will go, ooh, if they did that for that person looks a lot like me, maybe I could get the same result. And that makes someone want, again, makes it an easier yes to move forward.
Totally. So speaking of reviews, we've got a great review of something we were talking about earlier in the show of the Creative Rise Mastermind. This review comes from good friend of ours, Mastermind grad, Brian Krishani. Says, before Creative Rise, I was feeling unmotivated and longing for community. After joining the Mastermind, I not only found an incredible community, but a space where I felt motivated, challenged, and supported, all while navigating ways to work and improve my business. Through the guidance and support of Joey and Christy and the Creative Rise family, I am now on track to not only breaking my first six-figure year, but also reaching a multiple six-figure year. This would not have been possible without the community, accountability, and coaching from those in the Mastermind and from Joey and Christy. I'm so forever grateful for the community space that is Creative Rise. If you are on the fence or even curious about what Creative Rise Mastermind could mean for you and your business, I highly recommend looking into it and applying. Shout out to Brian.
Shout out.
Dude's awesome. He's got a killer business up in Seattle. He's stabilized at the multiple six-figure level, which is incredible. His business exploded when he went through the Mastermind. Awesome dude.
Great.
But there's an example of you right there. So if you're interested at all in the Creative Rise Mastermind, if you love the podcast, guys, if you love the podcast and you're like, I listen to it every week, or I listen to episodes most weeks, like think about what it could look like if we actually put our hands in your business, along with 35 other incredible people that are also going to be in the Mastermind with you. Yeah. Everyone had their hands in your business, and vice versa. You got to look into other people's businesses, help them out, and then take a lot of the things that are working for them and implement those into your business. The Creative Rise Mastermind is just brilliant in design. And I know it sounds funny when I say that, but it was just said in the testimonial right there. But the way that we have sculpted it is so you can really get results and get results quick. It's a big shortcut. So as we said earlier in the episode, those dates, scrolling right back up to the dates because I do not want to get these wrong. Applications open on February 19th. So coming up, starts March 3rd and goes for 6 weeks until April 13th. And the waitlist gets access to the application before February 19th. It's an undisclosed date. If you join the waitlist, you'll figure it out when we drop the application. So go to creativerise.com, get all the information you need to make a good educated decision on if the mastermind is going to be the shortcut that is going to be best for you in 2024, the shortcut or just the community you need in 2024. You can get all the information there. You can also join the waitlist there. I promise you, you will not miss the waitlist buttons. They are everywhere on thecreativerise.com. And other than that, guys, hope you're having a phenomenal week. We cannot wait to see you next week on the podcast. Make sure you implement this and do not forget about the giveaway. $50.
Yep.
If you've listened to every single episode, make sure you hit us up, say who you are, where you're from, what your business is, and your biggest takeaway from listening to every episode of the Creative Rest podcast, and how you've applied it to your business, and we will pick one of you and send you $50.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.